Welcome to 9 to 5 Mac Daily for Wednesday, May 9th, 2018. I'm Zach Hall. First up today is a new report from Bloomberg that says Apple plans to offer subscriptions to video services through its TV app sometime in the next year. Apple already lets users subscribe to services like Netflix and Hulu through the App Store, which lets Apple take a cut of the revenue, but you can't subscribe to video services from within the TV app yet, which aggregates content from Hulu and video on demand apps, various channels, including ESPN. Apple has its own video library in the works, with original TV shows currently in development as well. Apple hasn't announced how it will sell its content when it's ready, but we presume a new Apple Video subscription service will be offered, which the TV app can be the front end to. And speaking of Hulu, the video streaming service has introduced a new feature for its live TV package, a traditional TV guide interface. Hulu has offered a live TV service that lets subscribers view streaming live TV without cable, but with a more on-demand, confusing user interface. Hulu's live TV feature is available in the US for around $40 a month. And Apple is starting to crack down on iOS apps that share location data with third parties, 9to5Mac has learned. Apps that violate an existing App Store guideline that prevents the practice are being removed from the App Store in what appears to be a broader enforcement of an existing rule preventing developers from sharing user data without explicit permission. And Apple's top designer, Johnny Ive, has opened up about the origin of the Apple Watch in a new extended interview with luxury watch site Hodinkee. In the piece, Ive talks about Apple's thinking behind the now-discontinued gold Apple Watch edition, as well as what its most admired watch is that Apple doesn't make. The piece is well worth a read for both design and Apple Watch fans. Read those stories and more on 9to5mac.com. And subscribe to 9to5Mac Daily in Apple Podcast or Overcast to receive new updates Monday through Friday.